275.
الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Those who spend their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, have their reward with their Lord. On them shall come no fear, nor shall they grieve.
Verse 276.
الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
Those who devour interest do not rise except as rises one whom Satan has smitten with insanity. That is because they say, trade also is like interest, whereas Allah has made trade lawful and made interest unlawful. So he to whom an admonition comes from his Lord and he desists, then will that which he received in the past be his, and his affair rests with Allah. And those who revert to it, they are the inmates of the fire. Therein shall they abide. Footnote 350. Riba, literally meaning an excess or addition, signifies an addition over and above the principal sum. Lane. It covers both usury and interest. According to the hadith, every loan advanced to draw profits comes under this definition. The connotation of riba is not strictly identical with interest, as commonly understood. But for lack of a better word, interest may be used as a rough equivalent. In fact, any sum stipulated to be received or given over and above what one advances or receives as a loan is interest, whether the dealing is with an individual, or a bank, or a society, or a post office, or any other organization. Interest is not confined to money. It extends to any commodity which is given as a loan with the condition that it will be returned with an agreed excess. Footnote 351. The words signify that just as a madman is heedless of the consequences of his actions, so are the moneylenders heartlessly oblivious of the moral and economic injury they do to individuals, the society, and even the world at large. Riba also causes a touch of insanity in the moneylender, in the sense that his entire engrossment in profit-making renders him insensible to all good causes. Riba is prohibited in Islam because it tends to draw wealth into the hands of a small circle and thereby adversely affects its equitable distribution. It promotes idleness in the moneylenders and kills in them all incentive to help others and chokes all springs of sympathetic behavior. The moneylender takes advantage of and makes profit from the need and distress of others, while on the one hand, riba causes the lender to exploit other people's wants. It creates in the debtor a tendency to do things carelessly and in haste, incurring debt regardless of his capacity to pay back, thus doing irreparable moral injury to himself and the lender. Riba also leads to war. No prolonged war is possible without the help of loans, interest on which eventually leads to the economic ruin of both the victors and the vanquished. The system of easy loans makes it possible for governments to carry on destructive struggles as they can obtain sinews of war without having resort to direct taxation. Islam has prohibited all kinds of interest. In modern times, business has become so inseparably linked with interest that it appears well nigh impossible to avoid it altogether. But if a change of system and of surroundings and circumstances were brought about, business without interest could be carried on, as was the case in the days when Islam was in the ascendance.
Verse 277.
Allah will blot out interest and will cause charity to increase. And Allah loves not anyone who is a confirmed disbeliever and an arch sinner. Footnote 352. This seems to be a prophecy that economics based on interest will eventually disappear or will be destroyed.
Verse 278. لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Surely, those who believe and do good deeds, and observe prayer and pay the zakat, shall have their reward from their Lord, and no fear shall come on them, nor shall they grieve.
Verse 279.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين.
O ye who believe, fear Allah and give up what remains of interest, if you are truly believers.
Verse 280.
But if you do it not, then beware of war from Allah and His Messenger. And if you repent, then you shall have your principal. Thus you shall not wrong, nor shall you be wronged.
Verse 281. وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
And if the debtor be in straitened circumstances, then grant him respite till a time of ease. And that you remit it as charity shall be better for you, if only you knew. Footnote 353. Islam urges the giving of loans, but they should be beneficent loans, without interest. If the debtor finds himself in straitened circumstances when the time for the repayment of a loan arrives, he should be granted respite till he finds himself in easier circumstances.
Verse 282.
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ
And guard yourselves against the day when you shall be made to return to Allah. Then shall every soul be paid in full what it has earned, and they shall not be wronged.